folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and as always, you know we love hearing from all of you. Your comments, your stories, your ideas, even your recipes. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-BEND. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to BenRadioShow@gmail.com. And if this is your first time catching the show, you can head to TheBenShow.com to catch past episodes. Joining me, as always, is my producer, sound engineer, and lucky co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. He's so excited to always be riding shotgun with me. I'm laughing because you know how it is when you're a couple that does literally everything together. You work together, you live together, and you have fun together. Some crazy things are bound to happen.
That's 15 scam calls that I've had. That was my phone that you heard in the background that you probably heard it go. Bzz. That was 15 today.
Okay, and right now.
Today. That's not
he is
week.
On a rant because he 15. Is trying to do everything but throw his phone across the room. We'll put it that way. You called into our own state.
Our attorney general's office.
To find out what you could do about this. And they essentially told you this is.
Absolutely nothing.
Psychological warfare.
They said, this was interesting. They called it. This is it's a form of almost psychological torture because for some reason, some people have their phone into these computerized databases from scammers. And I average 11, 12, 13, 14 calls a day, and we're already on number 15.
What I think today. Is the scariest part of this, and I'm glad actually we're going to bring this up because in Tigger's case, a lot of these phone calls are meant for his mother, who is, of course, elderly. And thank goodness you are, in a way, you're the gatekeeper, honey.
And yeah, I guess I'd rather I would be getting those calls than my folks because they want to visit and be friendly and talk with everybody. And at least it's not driving them nuts. But there is, our attorney general told us, there is not a darn thing you can do because there is no law that allows anybody not to call you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a darn, there's literally nothing a person can do.
There's no list you can put yourself on.
You can try putting yourself on a do not call list, but that does absolutely no good. And that gal, she said, I'm sorry. She said, this is what I do all day long is talk to people. And she said, you are by far the most friendly, but most people are so upset because their phone doesn't stop. It's all day, all day, all day, all day, even on Sundays.
There you go. Now you heard it straight from the horse's mouth, Tigger.
So if I swear something and, you know, the FCC shuts us down after this, thanks, y'all. It's been a great ride.
All right. Well, we are going to keep a rolling. We've got a great show up ahead. We're going to talk about a destination you might want to add to your list of travels this coming year. Then we're going to cover the how do I put this? Love is in the air and it doesn't smell good. And then after that, we're going to let you know some great hot buys to have in your back pocket right now for those upcoming birthdays, or maybe you say bridal showers, wedding gifts. We're going to help y'all out with that too.
Beck, this thing is ringing again.
Let's get rolling. We have some spring cleaning housekeeping type things that we want to make you aware of, and they're not your usual items you think about while you're spring cleaning, and that is be sure you're looking around your own property and taking care of those items so that you're not dealing with it in the summer. Some of those that came to my mind is checking your screens. If you live in areas that are not hot right now, that are cooler, make sure now is when you want to be mending those screens or having new ones made for your windows so that you are ahead of the game once it warms up. Yes, I am, because I know
Are
we have two screens and a screen door that all need to get taken in before the bugs hatch.
I mean, I'll be honest, the screen door, I did wreck that. I didn't do it intentionally. It happens.
And another one is to check those fire extinguishers. It's been a long time since you probably checked them last fall or maybe even last August when you're getting ready to bale or do your harvesting. So right now, when you're doing your spring cleaning, is a great time to be double checking all of those fire extinguishers and making sure everybody in your home, in your family, they know where they are located.
And if you don't have some, get some. It is the cheapest insurance policy known to man, is having a fire extinguisher in each building that you have. You need to have one.
Absolutely. As well as having one in your ranch truck or your farm pickup, whatever you're using to run around your place, make sure you have one handy. The last one I'm going to say here, Tigger is going to like it that I brought it up, and that is to double check your first aid kits that you have on hand. I mean, they've already been saying how in the northeast part of the country, the ticks are bad already. And so with that in mind, you're going to want to make sure your first aid kits are up to par. You know, all it takes is when we start digging out, you know, the flower beds, getting our gardenings going on, getting ready to plant stuff, it happens.
The first aid kit is never for you. It's always for somebody else.
Yes.
I carry that a little one wherever we go, and who uses it?
I end up using it a lot. Yeah, I do. And this is a great time, by the way, too. A lot of times you might find some of those items that you would have in your first aid kit sometimes are on sale right now as the seasons are changing. So regardless, pick up those items and make sure that not just your home, but also those vehicles that you use when you're out in the outdoors are well prepared so you are ready to hit the trail. Our spotlight today is on Crater of the Diamond State Park. As spring has sprung and now we're all anxious to get back on the trails and plan our summer road trips, Crater of the Diamond State Park in Arkansas has a simple policy: finders, keepers. The diamonds you find are yours to keep. And with that in mind, this might just be a location to put on this year's must travel list. Something fun for a solo day trip, a date trip, or a family hike. A discovery last month made national headlines as a regular to the park while wet sifting soil found a 3.29 carat brown diamond. Yes, you heard me right. A 3+ carat brown diamond. The gentleman plans to sell the diamond just as he has with his past finds. A little more history about Crater of the Diamond State Park in Arkansas. The first diamonds found at the park were discovered back in 1906, and since then, over 75,000 diamonds have been discovered, the largest being a white diamond with a pink cast weighing in, get this, 40.23 carats. Can you imagine finding a 40+ carat diamond? And this was found back in 1924. Since the opening, roughly more than 600 diamonds each year of various colors, grades, and sizes are unearthed. Now that we've found a destination you're going to want to add to your list at some point to visit, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got some hot buys you're going to want to have either for yourself or your cabin, your camper, or maybe to gift to others. And we're going to be talking about love in the air that is of the smelly kind. You're going to want to hear about that. Stay with us. The Ben Show will be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Shane Wolf with Wolf Auctioneers. Our family has been in agriculture for over a century and in the auction business since 1964. With our knowledge of the land, competitive bidding, and experience in marketing, we will no doubt reach the highest potential of your land. Visit our website at wolfauctioneers.com, your land and equipment auctioneers. Under Dan 50, sold.
Josh Turner.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Live in concert Thursday, May 16th at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Baby, we ain't.
One of country music's hottest performers with special guest Chancey Williams.
Baby,
tickets are on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Hi, this is Kim with Medora Boot and Western Wear, and I just wanted to update you guys. We are having a 50% off sale through the month of March on all Wrangler and Cinch outerwear. It's only what's in stock and what we have in the store. Cinch Wrangler outerwear for youth, women, and men.
For more information, head to MedoraBoot.com.
Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Show, The Bend. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, this next list of items that I have for you, I'm kind of excited about because this is from a listener request. We had a couple of different requests come over to us over the last couple of weeks, and folks wanting to know, hey, Beck, are there any items that stand out that are a must-have, whether it's in our home, out in the field, camping, wherever we might be, and any other ideas you have that even could be used as gifts, as you know, as we get ready of going into bridal shower season and wedding season will be right after that, and graduation.
Hold on, let's just be real about this and truthful. You are the gadget queen.
I am.
This is not about giving gifts at weddings. This is you love gadgets. Doesn't matter what they are.
I do. And I love trying things out. And I'm going to say, just so you know, these are all items that I have come up with myself. There is nothing that has been paid or sent to me or anything like that. These are my own finds.
These are your go-tos that you, of your must-haves.
You got it. All right. So the first one, because Easter is just a couple of weeks, well, 1 week away, let's be real. It's right around the corner here. One must-have I have in our house, and not just there, it's also another one in our camping gear, is an egg cooker. Now you're looking at each other going, an egg cooker?
It's called a frying pan.
No, I'm talking about when you need to make hard-boiled eggs. How hard is it to make hard-boiled eggs that peel perfectly? I've had one heck of a time all these years doing it, but my life became simpler the day I spent $20 and bought myself an egg cooker.
And I know a lot of people are saying, why the hard-boiled eggs? I know we'd love to have, you know, fried eggs and bacon and all that. The hard-boiled ones, it's easy if you got to take them with you for a couple hours. Great protein and gives you a boost. Maybe doesn't fill the tummy like a whole package of bacon would or a whole bunch of fried eggs, but the hard-boiled ones, very easy to take with you.
Well, and especially if you are trying to get in shape or stay in shape, I'm glad you brought that up because hard-boiled eggs are an excellent protein source as your first meal of the day in the morning. They always say it's important to get the right kind of foods in you when you get going.
She doesn't let me have the yolks, though, because I have high cholesterol.
I do. I do make you throw those away. I'm sorry. But anyway, you will be happy you got one of these egg cookers, and I'll tell you how quick and easy it is. They take just a tiny bit of water. It's really essentially just steam that cooks the eggs. My egg cooker takes 7 eggs, and I have perfect, easy to peel eggs in about 11 minutes. And it has a timer, and it goes off, and we are done. So that's what I'm telling you. Every kitchen should have one. If you don't, you need one. And if you have a camper, get one. The next item on my list is collapsible sinks. I know we've heard about these before. Collapsible sinks are great for camping, you know, safe, you know, save space because we don't have much space, but they're also great to have in your home. And they've come out with some newer ones that actually almost look like a picnic basket. So they have a really cool handle. It makes them easy to carry as well as they look very nice, and you can get them in a lot of fun colors. And I use them even when we have girls' night, we'll say here on the cabin, and I'm out on the deck. It's easy to put ice and all of our drinks inside of this cool bin, but guess what? All the water is contained. It's easy to use. You can keep the water and water your flowers in it when you're done with it. But regardless, it collapses and takes
easy
up no space.
Easy cleanup.
Yes. So if you don't have one of those, make sure you do. And again, these are inexpensive items so far that I have brought up. Another item that I love when he talks about me being the gadget queen is it's called a geeky multi-tool. And you got to admit, Tigger, you were astounded when you opened this up out of your Christmas stocking this year.
This was cool.
Yes.
I mean, this was super. Can I talk about this?
Yes.
And is it called the geeky multi-tool? Is that what it's called, the geeky multi-tool?
That is actually what it is called.
Okay. And this is, it's TSA safe, and that's the big thing. So I could put it in my backpack, but it's a little multi-tool, and it has a dozen to 15, 16 different functions, little screwdriver, little can opener. I use the thing all the darn time. Where were we on our last trip? And a belt broke, of all things. You know, so need something for the Chicago screw. So this was great. I just had it on my little spare keys that I carry with me. I really like it.
Well, what's impressive is that it looks like this, like just like a key. So nobody would even know it was on your key ring either.
Right.
It's very small, cool, functional. And as he said, yes, there's like 16 different things it can do with it.
And it's called, again, the geeky
The Geeky,
Multi-Tool.
Again, oh, just a $20 buy. I'm telling you, I'm keeping everything right in the nice price range here. And it makes a great groomsman gift too, FYI. Okay, one last one is, this one's a little bit more pricey, but they're called the Dog Playpen. And why I'm bringing it up, because a lot of times we like to bring our furry pets along with us when we are camping. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to set up those boundary lines in those campgrounds. And granted, many campgrounds say that your animal still has to stay on the leash. It still helps to, in some way, make your campsite feel like you have a little bit more of a boundary where your yard is. And some people don't use these just for pets. Even if they don't have pets, sometimes they will buy these portable dog pens and set them up around their campsite just to give them that comfort feeling of, this is my space, my area. It's a little more defined.
A little bit more privacy. I'm very much into that. I know there's other people, when they camp, they love it when everybody gets together, and that's great. I like to have a little bit more concealment.
There you go.
That's just me.
So the brand is FXW Rolic Dog Playpen. They come in various different heights, all the way up to 40 inch or even 50 inch in height, because I know some of us have dogs that are a little bit taller. But again,
these are like coyote safe pens, my golly.
But the thing is they're very versatile. They collapse. They're not that heavy weighted, and anybody can set them up. So there you go. There are just a few ideas to get your wheels a-turning, and so that you are starting to get ready as we're getting excited for camping and hitting the trails. And if nothing else, now's a great time to start pulling out that camping gear anyway and to start going through it. Coming up, I've been hinting at it the whole show. We're talking about love of the smelly kind. Yes, it's that time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking all about it. This is The Ben Show. Stay where you are.
Hey, guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And Ryan Shotgun with me, as always, is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. I've been hinting the whole show about talking about love of the smelly kind. Do you have any idea what wild animal we could be talking about? That's right. I wasn't talking about Tigger. I was talking about an animal.
Funny girl.
Well, it wasn't so funny recently at our place when this here critter came lurking around the outside of the cabin, and our border collie, let's just say, crossed paths with its scent it left behind. Now, do you know what we're talking about? Yep, we're talking about skunks. And the reason why we're talking about it is because it is mating season right now for those, what do you call them, polecats?
Well, it depends where you're from. Some people call it a polecat. Some people call it a skunk. Some people call it Pepe Le Pew. For those people, that takes you back to the days of Bugs Bunny.
Well, Pepe Le Pew did not bring a flower, okay? I'll put it that way. Here's what happened. It was about, I don't know, 12:30, 1 a.m., and Tigger got up and let her border collie go out to do her business, only to have her come running back in the house so fast, leaving the smell right behind her. And she immediately started rolling all over in the carpet, different areas, rubbing her eyes before either of us could catch her. And you know what our house immediately smelled like? It was bad.
Well, she didn't get sprayed.
Thankfully.
She didn't get sprayed, but what we're thinking is that she rolled in an area that was maybe freshly sprayed, because it is, like you said, mating season. So I don't know what the deal was, but she wasn't outside more than just a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And the house is, you know, rather fragrant.
Well, and then here is us. We made the next mistake of open the windows to air it out, only to bring in
more even more
skunk smell into this cabin. You can about imagine the conversation that was going on between Tigger and I as well as we tried.
Well, it's 1:32 o'clock in the morning, and we immediately are on the phone and Googling how to eliminate the smell of skunk on an animal. What can you do? Home remedies. You know, and when I was a kid, I remember growing up, they always said, wash your dog in tomato juice.
And who in the world has that
who
much
has
tomato
that much?
Juice?
And I can't even stand the smell of it anyway. I can hardly
either.
Have ketchup, for crying out loud, much less tomato juice. So we were coming up with all sort of concoctions at you know, 1:32 in the morning. Dog is in the shower. I'm in the shower.
It was quite the scenario in this cabin. What we ended up doing, though, I think did a pretty good job of getting the smell off of her was we ended up mixing 3 to 4 parts of 3% hydrogen peroxide to 1 part baking soda, along with a teaspoon of dish detergent. It made kind of like a paste.
I didn't think that we mixed the peroxide in with it.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And I personally don't think it worked. You think that it did. We're just disagreeing. But
honey,
I had it in my nose for days.
That is the issue right there. First off, the reason why you don't think it worked is that she kept going back out to her doghouse, which I believe also the skunk visited. And so she kept getting that oil on it. And there, see, that spray is an oil. And you found out yourself from a nurse. You went to a bull sale the next day and you kept asking everybody.
Yeah, I was
I literally
I felt bad because I'd be talking to somebody and, you know, you're talking and you're visiting within, you know, 2 feet of each other. And finally, I just said, am I smelly? Do I stink? Do I smell like skunk? And Kayla said, no, because I literally just said, do I smell bad? Do I stink? And she didn't know what to say. And so I had it. I thought it was on our clothes. I could smell it. I thought it was on my hats.
Yeah, but what we found out is the oil, it actually gets up in your sinuses.
Yeah, it just kind of lingers.
And it takes a while. And for him and I, it took us about a week for us to not
at least
think we ourselves were smelling like skunk.
Right.
So we did that paste, rubbed it all over our dog really, really well. And of course, washed her off really well. But one thing to note, if you do make this mixture, because it's got peroxide, luckily our border collie being black did not turn another color, but it can change your dog's color, or don't get
Seriously?
It on your clothes.
Peroxide can do that?
It's kind of like, you know, bleach,
like
dyeing
bleach?
Your hair. Yeah, it could have lightened her coat.
That.
We were lucky she was okay. So I wouldn't recommend this just for every scenario, okay? Just do a check first before you do this. And then the other thing we did is we went around, because our carpets now had this in it, and we just ended up spraying a ton of those sprays that you do for dogs for washing the carpet, and it has like an
Febreze
odor eliminator.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
Well, it wasn't Febreze, but it was a product like such. But it took quite a while to get rid of the smell. I'm going to be honest, but I thought I would shed light that the reason why it's so smelly is because it's breeding season. And yes, these skunks during mating season, they are either spraying it to deter whoever wants to mate them, if you get what I'm saying, or to attract them. But or it can be the male's way of fighting over the females for their love. So that's why I get smelly this time of year, and to be on the lookout. And we're going to call this show wrapped, folks. Thank you again to my producer, sound engineer, co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Remember, folks, keep sending us in any of those questions you might have, or if you know of something spot worthy for us to share, a recipe we need to test out in our very own cabin kitchen, or your area's field reports. That number again, text or call anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or you want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. If you're looking to change things up, your next event, conference, banquet, rodeo, have us, Tigger and Beck, entertain your crowd. We are PRCA Pro Rodeo cardholders. Tigger is a pro rodeo announcer, and I am a PRCA music director. Let us make your event one that will never be forgotten. Thank you to our partners, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, the Prairie Crocus, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Blue Water Girl Charters, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, ToxicCalls.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember, keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Ben on Facebook and on Instagram at The Ben Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.